thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe that this is the conversation we'll have after lunch.
Yeah.
Well, I think our ambition here is that we want to be prescribing a safe network. That doesn't mean that the safe network in each and every country can be drawn immediately based on the existing infrastructure. And I think this is okay. In the end, possibly the idea should be we have a safe network in mind, and we have a strategy to get it in place in a given amount of time. And for that, you know, one would be using various different projects for upgrades or construction of missing links. And I think this is what we are trying to say also through these documents, that when there is certain existing infrastructure, but then taking into consideration the objectives and that are being set for the infrastructure in an earlier step, this is exactly where one is identifying existing but not good enough infrastructure that then needs upgrading, and then one can be looking for other opportunities how to do it in a most efficient way. So whether there is any other infrastructure nearby that could serve better the cyclist. So I think we should take this into consideration, and pretty much not to try to kind of go through shortcuts such as, okay, we will never have a continuity of a network if we do not agree with a speed of 90 kilometers an hour. I mean, from my own perspective, I would not want to cycle, for quite a distance and then have in front of me a number of kilometers with a speed of motorized traffic that I would want not to really accept. So I think it will be also important then to have the communication to the to the users, to the future users, what is exactly that is put in place that is meeting the prescribed standards, and what is not, so that then users can be taking informed decision whether or not they would really like to be on such a route. And I have my own experience. Sometimes when taking a mountain road and seeing the racing cars on the road that is with a loud speed of 80 kilometers, but there are cars passing there 160, and on the road there is a possibly 50 centimeters wide cycling lane, I wouldn't want to be on a bicycle next to which a car going over 100 kilometers an hour is passing. So I think we should have this fair discussion this afternoon, and try to exactly think of parameters that we believe from the safe system perspective, as our Irish colleague is here referring to. What actually should be the ambition, that then one would need to find ways in countries possibly to implement that ambition that at the international level we are happy to agree on. So that would be my suggestion for the way forward. Mr. Chair, since I speak already, and if I may, would it be an idea, and could actually everybody agree? We have taken notes as a secretariat from this conversation we had, but can we also agree that we use the time after this meeting, maybe until the end of the calendar year, to collect also comments in writing, so that based on comments in writing, and these do not need only to be comments, you can also propose specific text. So can we ask you to provide specific text, specific suggestions and comments that we could take into account, and in the early weeks of January, or as soon as the end of the year break is over, that we could then prepare the next version of this very document for consideration at the next meeting. So, if this could be maybe agreed upon, thank you.